and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Today we'll be talking about some of the news topics from across the country. I'm Jay.
I'm Alex.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.
And we're going to start with our first story today. Two Kiwis have been arrested for assaulting a local Thai police officer in Phuket. What's going on? Two New Zealanders, Oscar and Hamish, were arrested in Phuket, Thailand, after a violent encounter with a traffic police officer. The incident began with the officer attempted to stop them for speeding on a motorcycle. They refused to halt, leading to a confrontation during which they tried to steal the officer's handgun, accidentally firing a shot without hitting anyone. The officer sustained injuries to his arm and leg. The New Zealanders faced charges including assaulting a police officer, conspiring to commit robbery, and driving without a license. The altercation, which unfolded near a noodle restaurant and drew the attention of local witnesses, prompted calls for police reinforcement, leading to their arrest. Witnesses expressed shock and a desire for peaceful coexistence between foreigners and locals, highlighting the importance of respecting laws to ensure safety and confidence among tourists in Thailand. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this would have been so terrifying if you're the police officer. Just two foreigners, like, accosting you, stealing your gun.
This never happens, though.
It just went off. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
it was a routine stop, and yeah, they're speeding. Just stop and pay the fine.
Super routine. Like, I don't know what happened.
Look, these are obviously not normal tourists. No. Like, you getting that raged up, being stopped for speeding and trying to steal an officer's gun.
Yeah.
What escalated that situation?
Well, the joke amongst the Americans that I was hanging out with this weekend is like, Mike, how dead would this guy be if this was in America? You know what I mean? Or these guys. Like, this was, they wouldn't even mess around. So
in the footage and the stuff, you can see, like, the man, like, trying to headlock the police officer.
It's terrifying for the police officer, man. Like,
you're right. The fact that they can get away with this and he tried to take his gun out and stuff, like, what is going on?
Well, they're not getting away with it. So they're going to be spending some time in Thai prison,
that's for sure. It's strange because, I mean, it's been, I don't know if this has actually happened before, but definitely doesn't normally happen with tourists. It's quite shocking, especially in Phuket.
And from the Kiwis too. Typically, you know, pretty docile people generally, chilled out. Like, it's the Aussies that I watch out for.
Yeah.
But no, not in this case. Anyway, sorry for painting with broad strokes.
Yeah,
but that's not the only road rage incident that happened over the weekend. There was another road rage incident that involved military men clashing with traffic police. That was a weird one. So a road rage altercation at a toll plaza involved armed military personnel, captured and shared on Facebook, has led to an investigation by the Royal Thai Armed Forces headquarters. The incident, recorded on March 15th, showed a military member armed with a pistol confronting a pickup truck driver over his driving behavior. Following the social media posts, RTAF spokesperson Lieutenant General Thiraphong confirmed the individual's association with their forces. The chief of the defense forces ordered the immediate detention of the involved military personnel and initiated a thorough investigation into the legality of the firearms possessed and on public display. Now, Lieutenant General promised a swift and fair probe with results to be reported within 48 hours. This is why I don't drive, man. I don't know. It seems like people go, like, little crazy on the roads, man. Yeah. It really brings out the worst in people.
Are you a car driver or a bike driver?
I am a neither driver. Like,
you're a taxi guy.
I am. I just prefer outsourcing that stress. Yeah. Like, it's nice to me. I walk everywhere.
Well, look, road rage is definitely real. I feel in Thailand, people are generally more calmer on the streets. Look, like every country in the world, there are really bad drivers and idiots on the road. Mm-hmm. Everything's trying to kill you if you're on a motorbike. Half the things are trying to kill you when you're in a car.
I just find the Thai people have a patience that that is not really reflected anywhere else in the world. So it is strange to see this kind of thing happening. But also, I just reflect on my own time driving in America. Yeah, I would get angry a lot. So
I think it's
I know it about myself.
It's society as well. Like, coming from, like, let's say, for example, like in India, because of the traffic and the society around the people, everyone just honks constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even when you're stuck in a gridlock traffic, everyone just goes honks for no reason.
Right.
It's part of the culture.
Right. It's like an expression of frustration, but it's only making everyone else more stressed out and adding to the problem.
Here, it's like, you know, when someone cuts you off, they just kind of go, just to let you know.
Mm-mm.
And then they just get on with
their life.
Make
you feel the shame of your mistake. But I think that's the way to do it.
All right.
Calm down out there, people.
Yeah. Well, We're going to move on to our next story, taking us into not really politics, but more into the officials of Thailand. Mm-hmm. Big Joke is still in hot water, facing fresh charges related to online gambling. Who's Big Joke, you say? Well, he is the Deputy National Police Chief, Khun Surachat Big Joke Hakpan, and he's facing a money laundering charge related to alleged online gambling with a police summons delivered to his residence in Bangkok's Laksi district. The summons, which came from Metropolitan Police Division 2, requires Big Joke to present himself for acknowledgement of the charge. Delivery efforts initially met resistance from security guards at its housing estate, but succeeded after negotiations. Although not home during the summons delivery, Big Joke has expressed intentions to review the notice's legality and consider its legitimacy based on the investigation's validity. His legal team plans a press conference on the matter amidst claims of attempts to discredit him due to his status as a prime candidate for the upcoming vacancy of the National Police Chief position, set for September. Last week, Big Joke denied any links to online gambling networks and highlighted a court refusal to issue an arrest warrant against him. Now, you might have heard the word Big Joke before. Normally, the most high-profile cases in Thailand, whether they be robbery or murder, they put their highest and best official on it, usually Big Joke.
Yeah, that's true. We end up saying his name a lot of the times because he is involved with so many of the high-profile cases. Now he seems to be at the center of one of these investigations. Yeah. The question is this sort of like a political scandal? Yeah. Like, are they trying to are they trying to kneecap his reputation because he is a candidate for the police chief position? Or is there actually fire where there's this smoke?
You know, some police officers are also businessmen and entrepreneurs, and they've got something going on the side. But, you know, some people basically question, you know, you're a public servant, you're a police officer, we know what your salary is. Why are you in that mansion?
Right, exactly. Yeah, something, the math ain't mathin', that's
sometimes,
for sure.
Sometimes, yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things though too, where there's the status quo has been so great for so long.
Yeah.
That, you know, how do you clean up the scene?
Yeah.
Anyways, good luck, Big Joke. there's a fun news story too, and also involving authorities doing their job the way they're supposed to. Now, a Cambodian call center, a scam center that had basically kidnapped 19 Thai nationals, it has been thwarted, and those Thai nationals are now being repatriated.
Hey.
So, yeah, Cambodian officials conducted a raid in Odar Mien Che, Cambodia, rescuing 19 Thai nationals from a call scam operation run by Taiwanese individuals within a casino complex near the Chong Chom border pass. The operation, which involved 30 Cambodian officials, was initiated following a distress call to Thai officials from a victim. The center is reported to have employed around 50 people under severe conditions, including physical punishments for those failing to meet financial quotas. Although the raid led to the rescue of Thai nationals, the Taiwanese operators and other workers from China, India, Laos, and Vietnam managed to evade capture. The victims reported being lured into Cambodia through Phojphet and distributed to work in various casinos, highlighting the extent of cross-border criminal networks. This is terrifying stuff. This was big news on actually John Oliver a couple of weeks ago too. These call scam centers, like we always think of them as like, oh, they're the bad guys who are taking advantage. They themselves have been taken advantage
scammed
of.
Scammed into the job.
Exactly. Yeah. And now they're sort of forced there. Their passports are taken from them. There's no way out for them. So the only way out is if the police catch them and free them. So,
have you ever received a scam call from someone?
See, this is one of the benefits about living in Thailand and not having Thai as a primary language. I'm immune to the scam calls. I'm immune to advertising. Yeah. So it's not going to happen.
During especially near the end of the pandemic, there were so many scam calls going on. People caught onto it, and you could see from the number if it was a scam call or not. So normally they called you, and I was like, oh my God, I've received my first scam call. I wanted to record it and like kind of talk about it on the show. I picked up. And then I just said, hello. And it was like, hello, do you speak Thai? And I was like, no. Hangs up. So okay, thank you. And then just hangs up.
Just quickly fail the test. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
So they pre-qualify the candidate.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. They have a system. I'm sure it works. That's kind of the problem.
When in doubt, speak English.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to move on to our next story. Now, People have mixed feelings about taxis in Thailand. Some love them, some hate them, some like the meter, some don't even turn on the meter. But a Good Samaritan cab driver has returned more than $3,000 worth of valuables that were left in his taxi. Now, a Bangkok taxi driver, 51-year-old Song Chai, gained public admiration for his honesty after returning a handbag containing $3,310 and two Myanmar passports left in his taxi on March the 7th, as publicized by the FM 91 Traffic Pro. With a 30-year career marked by integrity, this event highlighted the most valuable item Song Chai has returned. He promptly handed over the found handbag for owner identification, driven by concern over the owner potentially being stranded in Thailand without the money. Song Chai advocated for honesty among taxi drivers and awareness among passengers to check their belongings before leaving a taxi. The handbag's owner, who intended the money for medical expenses, expressed her gratitude and relief, attributing her optimism to her faith in Thai people's kindness. No information has been disclosed about any reward for Song Chai's act of honesty. Faith in humanity restored.
Right, dude, for the moment. Just at the footage of this guy too, he just seems giddy and happy at the attention of him doing the right thing. Like, good on you, man. Like, I don't know, that warmed my heart.
Well done.
But yeah, that's not the only feel-good story we have for you today. Songkran, right around the corner, everybody.
Okay.
And it seems that Phuket is already preparing for the festivities.
Okay.
So, yeah, Patong is preparing for its annual Songkran Festival with a press conference that took place on March 15th at Bangla Plaza Patong Beach. The Songkran Music Festival on the Beach 2024, happening from April 12th to April 14th, was the main focus. Led by Phuket Governor Sopon Suvanarat, the conference featured officials from various sectors, highlighting a collaboration between public and private organizations to attract both locals and international visitors. This year's festival, the first to span 3 days of water splashing from April 12th to 14th, will feature an array of activities at Bangla Plaza, including water fights, Thai dance performances, live music, and traditional ceremonies for making merit and seeking blessings. Songkran!
Don't you just love the Thai dance performances in Songkran?
Why not? I'm ready for it. Zombie's always trying to teach me how to dance Isan, and I can't do it properly.
Dude, I'm excited for Songkran this year. Are you?
Oh, I'm dying for it, man. Last year was my first Songkran ever to experience.
What kind of a Songkraner are you? Are you like, let's get a water gun, or do you just have like a little bowl where you go and fill water, or do you like go and park in one place and play for 2 hours and then move on?
You know, I don't. I'm still finding my Songkran identity, so I'm working on it. But look, I'm thinking of there are these badass like water guns that we got to play with at Vananava. I can't remember.
And, yes.
I want to get those. Start blasting people. However,
it has multiple ways of like shooting water
out.
Exactly. Little water pellets.
However, it's a pretty violent gun, actually. Yeah. Actually does some damage, so I'm not sure I'll do that one.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you can, make your way over to Thailand for Songkran. It's going to be a party this year. We're going to try to actually make some clips this time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to we're making content,
last year, we were
baby.
Too busy just living.
Yeah.
This year, we're going to actually try to make some clips. And if you can't make it, then at least we'll bring a part of home for you.
Yeah. You know? And if you can make it, you can make it into the clips, people.
Yes,
come and
sir.
Join us. Let's go party.
We'll prearrange it.
I'm ready for it. The reason I'm really ready for Songkran, March, no holidays in March.
Yeah.
I'm like ready for April to start getting me some time off.
And too many holidays in April.
Yeah.
It's just not a month for working.
No.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those are some of the stories from across Thailand. There are obviously more stories that you can find on thetiger.com. We also have an app. So you can check both of them out.
Social media, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. You're here right now.
And that's it. So we're just going to dive into some of the comments with the comments section now. So the news is over. If you were here only for the news, this is the time that you switch off.
Yeah. Okay.
This ad is brought to you by CarZuno, the easiest way to lease a brand new car in Thailand.